first I can help. So how much land rights spend on the plan of sustainable transformation? Partnership is obviously led at Hampshire Land Rights. Committee that meets at that particular level has been working on proposals to convert itself into what's known as an integrated care system, which is effectively finding a more organised way for NHS partners, local authorities, other health service providers to work together in a holistic way to manage budgets in a holistic way, to manage risk, to manage strategy in a more holistic way. And they are developing a plan to help them move through that process. That plan has been aided with support from NHS England that has previously funded about 12 other areas of the country to lead into being NHS. And what it effectively means is that all the partners in that organisation will sign up to drive an understanding about how they work together and how they will manage the plan services across the whole footprint. Within that particular context, and I think members may have seen this before, there is a proposal to create five locally based partnerships, which are currently being called integrated care partnerships. So effectively that just takes down to the next level the activities that can be worked on and at an external level. And part of the work that's been done over the past 4 months, perhaps a little bit longer, perhaps 6 months, has been to work out how best health and care and our wife can work much more closely together to be able to deliver some of the key things that will make a big difference for our services. That's been turned into something that's been called the Health and Care Sustainability Plan. That plan's been developed with the assistance of NHS England. It's just going through some final sign-off by various NHS-type organisations before it's brought forward in the more public arena. And the plan is that something will be brought forward to help more people at a higher level in the very near future, which will then mean it can come back for a scrutiny as we take this forward. Effectively, what the plan does, if you just hold on 1 second, it tries to debunk perhaps some of the myths that we've had around the challenges within the healthcare system on the island for some time. So I think it's been a common myth that one of the challenges with the hospital has been people. Too many people presenting at the front door, if you like, so too many people presenting to A&E, and therefore you can't get the flow through hospital in the right kind of way. We're actually, some work that's been done over the last 6 months has actually identified that compared with our comparative groups, actually we don't get any more people through the front door than we normally get, but what we have got is a problem at the back door to get people out. And the challenge that's been identified is the fact that we're not strong enough in our community offer to be able to support people going out of the hospital and therefore we get those bodies in hospital. I think one of the other issues that it certainly worked on is that we don't have enough GPs. So in a way our GP provision has been identified to be on a comparator with our comparator site services. And the third strand of the plan that we've been working through is something that's been called a perfect week, which is about how do we actually manage the flow through the hospital and get people through the hospital, and how do we walk people from health and social care to hospital staff, to ward staff, to GPs, to clinicians, how do we work to make sure we get that flow through the hospital and take the pressure out of the hospital. So there's been a lot of work that's been done in that particular area. And as I say, it's kind of almost in a place of sharing and wider public forum, but not quite at that level yet. But that's certainly the intention that when it comes out, we'll be able to do that. The key factor is if we make a healthcare system on the island both clinically and financially sustainable. And what we mean by that is we've got the right clinicians in place, doing the right things at the right times with the right skills. And the second part to that is that all the partners within the plan are able to work within their existing budgets and make things work. There are two other key elements of the plan, other than identifying and building up strength in the community. So one area is about how we partner with another organisation to improve our acute offer. And James has been doing some work on that, and may be able to answer more about that. So how do we partner with somebody to improve our acute offer? And the second strand is, how do we partner with somebody to do our mental health offer and strengthen our mental health offer? They're very much health-led pieces of work, all contributing towards the wider plan. and the impact it can have. So I apologise, we haven't got too much more other than that. That's a pretty verbal update to you today, but I do think I'll talk to you afterwards that we'll be able to bring this back to your next meeting and go through it in much more detail. There will be a written report comes in health and people, but again, just at the highest level, that sets out where we are in terms of progress and transformation.
So maybe
I'm very happy to say that I'm informing meeting as chair quite better where we can spend 3 or 4 hours planning through it and trying to see what comes out of it. I think James has got a plan to do that.
I think you certainly summed it up really nicely, and I think one of the issues we have with the island is that although we have a high proportion of elderly population, we're not that dissimilar to our peers, but what we do have is a higher proportion of people living on their own on the island, and for us it's about making sure that we're able to cater adequately for those people because they have a higher level of support from us because they don't have it from being at home. The other areas John's alluded to is mental health. So what we identified through this process is that we spend way more than our peers on mental health, but it's on inpatient services rather than on community. So it's the community bit that we really need to work on. That's what James has been working on most recently with our trying to get some expertise from our mainland partners to understand best practice of what we can do differently on the island.
Thank you, Jane. And of course, successful sustainability transformation goes far wider than just health partners. I believe you had a very constructive meeting with the Regeneration Officer in that regard.
John.
Chairman, I just wanted to ask John, are you, as the Chief Executive of this council, are you quite happy that you're taking on the responsibility of the housing needs of this authority along with the Cabinet member?
Thank you, John. That's a really helpful question. I think housing has certainly become much more of a priority for the council. Work is ongoing at the moment about developing further housing strategy about how we can get delivery. As you know, the Cabinet took a decision to establish its own housing development company. It already has a joint venture partner for development of housing, so we've got more to do in respect of housing delivery. But from a council perspective, so there's contributions to this health and care sustainability plan. I firmly believe that we have to look beyond what we do around the level of social care as a contribution to the plan. We need to bring in public health, and we need to bring in housing, and we need to bring in the environment, because if things like air quality and other activities such as that will contribute to your wellness and well-being. But we have to start off in a way with a kind of a foundation, and I think the health care plan provides a foundation. Chairman, if it's okay with you, what I would suggest we do is that we circulate the report that's going to come to health and well-being, which basically sort of is just a synopsis of what you said. We'll send it directly to members of the committee so they've got back and they've had to.
John, I wasn't actually trying to challenge you and say you weren't or were. It just says to delegate to the Chief Executive in consultation with the Cabinet member, VADOC social care, public health and housing needs or authority to determine the partnership's outcome.
John, which paper are you reading from? I think that's the public health.
Which I thought we were on.
No, we moved on.
Okay.
That's fine.
Right.
This is what John was saying about being open about this. Now, we're getting to a situation where you and Mike have another disagreement about things. So can we be ready to report that, informally as soon as you can? And if it covers things like money, public health money, everything else. We bring that all into the mix, so there's nothing hidden in any way.
Thank you, Brian. For that common sense advice.
I support that.
Michael wants that.
I'm happy to
There are two points that both that you raised, which I think are very important. One was about training commissioners. Right? If you have bad commissioning, you get bad services. It's not a lie that someone had the worst commissioning that I've ever come. And I was in the health world for a very lot of years before I retired when I was 60. And you had commissioners who came from estate agents. And they came from a different profession that had nothing to do with health within that. So I totally support you, to actually get the training of commissioners, because they are so important. If they get the commissioning wrong, then you know the providers are going to get it wrong within that. So the training, and I would like to see the quality, because we have had some awful commissioning on this island. But then, when we talk about aspirations of people that haven't been challenged at all, that they've had a lot of power for a lot of years. So I'm glad that you're tackling that, and I'll be a fork on that. The second area is obviously mental health. And I do give praise, or I think praise is true, that in the conversations I have, there is a movement in the right direction. You're coming from a long way, because there's some very damaged people in the community. And there's a services. I still feel there needs to be improved communication with the Islay Council. I think the way that the mental health day centre process has been handled, you know, one of the things the blueprint says is about good communication and hearing the voice of the people. If you have, you know, next week this council's faced with a petition of 6,000 people who felt not heard, that says that something is actually amiss. Because if there's good communication and good working together, I think there could be resolution to that situation. So it's about listening to the people and that lived experience within that. But we need to, still be talking about this in 12 months, because it's going to take a long time.
Thank you, Michael. I think you talk about 12 months. It's 12 months ago to the day that we carried a vote, unanimous vote with no confidence in the then CCG, but it's completely different, and I think it has to be noted and you have to be commended on the strides that you've made. They're totally unrecognisable.
So, I'll respond to the first question, and I think you're absolutely right. I came here in September from another CCG, and it was quite eye-opening. Having said that, things are changing, most definitely. James now heads up the commissioning team for mental health and learning disabilities for the Trust. James comes with a massive CV behind him. He used to work for Claire Murdoch in the national team at NHS England, so he's absolutely in the right place. He sits on some of the national work streams, so we're getting fed information firsthand. The most important thing, and you talked about 12 months ago, we need to make a difference, and I think that if you talk to the current commissioning team, you'll really feel, and I hope you are talking to us, but I think you'll really feel that we want to make a difference. And part of the reason that I supported Simon earlier is that he's doing some really good work with us around population and health management, and it's that information that helps us better understand what our population is, as well as talking to patients and their carers as well. So I'm going to let James be in
We're just a comment, the mental health work. I'm picking up some of the comments that John made about the journey towards an integrated care partnership online, but I think the journey that we've gone through has already kind of brought us much closer together, and some of those old distinctions between the commissioner and provider and the way that providing services are beginning to be broken down. So I'm confident that with Leslie Stevens and Trust, I'm now part of the senior leadership team as the commissioner. And we work most closely with Mark in terms of the way in which we develop services in the realm. There is a commitment to the blueprint still. One of the difficulties about partnership is we're all working with different kind of pressures on us in terms of budgets or regulatory pressures, and sometimes things happen out of timelines, and we challenge each other on that. But I would say the relationship is healthy through those processes. And by coming together rather than blaming each other, I think it's the start of an improved journey around those particular services.
I just really answer that, James and I have been doing quite a bit of work on the Mental Health Blueprint, but also engaging the operational services and leading team coming together at a professional level as well. And I think I couldn't go without saying the work we've done, and I'm not wanting to focus too much on it, around mental health play centres, and specifically with families and the people in there, I have to say it's been professionally exceptional. The work we've done to help people move on and actually work with families and individuals, not all the 6,000, the individuals that we have a responsibility for in relation to those day centres, has been really, really good, including the staff. And finally, I mean, I come away from the meeting today with Dr. Kramer and some of the work we're doing around ACTS, work we're doing around working together with professionals in social care who practice in terms of section of the mental health factor, but also the consultants. We've arranged for a meeting coming up in the fast lane to begin to understand each other so we can better and more, in a more effective way, deliver when we've got someone who is clearly better than this person. So I think our partnership is extremely good, more to do, and there's an appetite for that. All of that becomes, you know, we've had places.
John.
Thank you, John. I was reminded, actually, as Jane was speaking, I thought perhaps we were reminding us all. When we go through periods of different change, as we know, we've previously talked about a new committee that we have to do across the healthcare system, and then change is difficult for some people to get to grips with because it does mean you're breaking down previous paradigms, it does mean breaking down norms and rebuilding things in a slightly different way. And if you look at the classic change curve, you're right at the bottom of the change curve, people's response to change is anger. And however that gets vented there, it gets vented in a number of different ways. So, Kazli is absolutely right. The way we overcome that is with communication, is with telling people the story, repeat the story, and the rationale for why we have to do it. But sometimes that can be still pushed back, no matter how you tell the story. And the reason I say that is because we still have a way to go with the healthcare sustainability plan in terms of the changes we need to make, which things we need to learn, and the difference that we need to do. So, yeah, I'm quite sure that we will meet with some resistance as we go through the delivery of this particular plan, but the end goal, if you like, the prize is improvements in terms of improving financial sustainability and better health outcomes for our community, and therefore we have to almost, you know, we have to hold fast to what we're trying to do whilst we go through that those particular challenges, because the goal is better than the short-term pain that we have to get through, so which is part of our aim as a board.
Thank you. Okay, so we'll move on to the next item.